8:48. This morning's Society, brought to us by Rafael Rashid, as we talk about the recent scandal involving an animal rights charity accused of rescuing dogs, then killing them secretly without telling staff or donors. Certainly distasteful, even if you're not a dog owner or animal lover. It is not exactly what one would expect from a charity that's accepting donations or claiming to help our furry friends. Good morning, Rafael.
Good morning.
I mean, I do have two dogs, full disclosure, okay. And I've generally always through my life been a dog lover and owner. So I perhaps will be biased here. What about you? Have you had a history of pet?
No, actually, I've never had a pet, so okay. I'm allergic.
well, maybe we can consider you a neutral voice on this then. And yeah, we've talked about this scandal before on the show, hundreds of dogs being put down. Could you remind our listeners what's been going on the past 2 weeks, though, for anyone who missed that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have one of South Korea's largest animal rights groups that has been accused of secretly exterminating hundreds of rescued dogs despite their no-kill policy. The charity in question is Coexistence of Animal Rights on Earth, or CARE for short, which is the same high-profile organization from which President Moon adopted his dog, from
which is like the worst possible scenario now for the charity.
Yeah.
They would have got so much positive publicity then, and now so that's come back to
they're quite
them.
Famous. Yeah, and it was actually a whistleblower at CARE who came forward to spill the beans and said that more than 230 dogs that were rescued from dog meat farms were actually euthanized due to space shortage. It was said that about 10% of the dogs rescued were suffering from certain illnesses, and that, you know, there was no other choice for, you know, they had to be put down or they were just too big and couldn't fit into the spaces available. But all of this was carried out in secret, ordered by Park Soyeon, who heads the organization, and also against the charity's policy of no kill.
Yeah. And if you've got that policy, you've got to be transparent about it, especially if there are cases when dogs do need to be euthanized on the grounds of compassion. But the staff at CARE are demanding that Park resign, right?
Yeah, just last week. I mean, even staff within the organization were kept in the dark and, yeah, have asked her to step down.
What's her reaction?
Well, Park initially said in a statement that a small number of exterminations had been inevitable since 2015 due to a surge in requests for rescue missions. She said that these were essentially humanitarian killings rather than mass slaughters. And she also said that only extremely aggressive dogs or those with incurable diseases were put down, and only after extensive efforts to treat them in the first place.
What about this question of whether it's wrong or illegal generally to put dogs down in this situation, putting aside for a moment the charity's policy of no kill?
Right. I mean, regardless of what happened, CARE was operating in a legal grey area. Usually shelters are able to perform euthanasia under the approval of local governments in the event that the pet owner has not been found. The problem here is that these are private shelters run by animal rights groups like CARE. And for private shelters, there are no explicit legal regulations. So some people say that CARE or Park Soyeon was using this legal loophole.
Yeah. But even if we say that the killing of the dogs cannot be prosecuted, we must be able to say that accepting donations under false pretenses can be punished in some way.
Right. So other animal rights organizations have reported her to the Anti-Corruption and Civil Rights Commission. And the first thing is that although there was, you know, no clear legal provision for animal rights violations, the procedure was not transparent. You know, they're accusing her of fraud. Donors believed in CARE's no-kill policy and sent money. However, the money was used for other purposes, misleading the public. You know, she's been accused of embezzlement. The money the donors sent, like I said, was used for a different purpose. So they say it's misappropriation of funds.
Which is drawing on what I was saying. But she has been apologetic. If there was no space for these dogs, would the right thing have been to just be more transparent and still go ahead with this? Or do we, you know, do we need to address how dogs in shelters are handled?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to justify the killing of animals, but it seems that this is a bit of an impossible situation. And yes, there are a lot of donors that feel betrayed and who have actually withdrawn their funding or, you know, donations. But I think there is a point to be said about Park's claims. She might have indeed been forced into this situation because of the lack of a system to accommodate abandoned and sick dogs. And I think it also raises some other important points. Some NGOs, such as Move, an animal rights charity, are defending Park, saying we need to look at why she ordered these exterminations. Every year in South Korea, 100,000 cats and dogs are abandoned and they are put in shelters in appalling conditions. So this organization said that considering animal pain, a small number of exterminations is inevitable, but the National Assembly, you know, criticizes euthanasia as being bad, but is indifferent to creating a society without euthanasia, and that meanwhile it remains silent on removing dog factories and banning dog meat. So
I mean this draws on all sorts of areas. I mean, we could even push it philosophically to talk about euthanasia generally speaking. The nature of a dog's soul, for example, or the nature of killing a dog versus euthanizing a human being when they're suffering. And I know many of our listeners will have divergent opinions on that question. But this basic issue of abandonment is hugely important, whether or not Park was wrong.
Right.
I mean, it's not an either or. We can call for reform of both areas.
I think, you know, before considering euthanasia and even having the debate, you know, why are these dogs in these shelters in the first place? Yeah.
And anyone who visits one of these shelters, both of my dogs came from a shelter. And I don't say that as some sort of virtue signaling moral beacon. I'm saying it because it's actually a great way to take on a family pet. There are many puppies in these shelters for a start. So if you like the idea of having a puppy, then you can go to a shelter and pick up a lovely cute puppy for much less cost than you would in a pet shop where their welfare is probably even
absolutely
worse.
Absolutely.
Also, you can find an adult dog that's already basically house trained, you know, so you can skip the puppyhood part if that suits you. There are lots of options there. And in cold winter and hot summer, it's really not a great place for these dogs to stay for a long time. Thank you, Rafael Rashid.
Thank you.
My little word on that. And thank you for bringing us the ins and outs of that debate as it stands. This morning's Society with Rafael Rashid. And that's our show for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 7:05. You got your latest news headlines coming up, followed by Inside Korea.